From Love and Radio, you're listening to The Secrets Hotline at 99 Secrets. I'm Nick Vanderkolk.
Hello, Secrets Hotline. Growing up, I always considered myself to be a straight guy. Towards the end of elementary school, I was at a sleepover. It was all guys. And I basically hooked up with this other guy who was also very straight. The whole time, we were sort of pretending like it wasn't what it was. The other guy was calling me the name of his crush, who was a girl, acting like he was rehearsing on me in order to hook up with his crush. After that experience, I was really ashamed. I basically suppressed the memory. I didn't think about it at all. But then it happened again. I was at another sleepover at another friend's house. We were in tents in the backyard. This guy and I ended up in the same tent. I don't know if he did it on purpose or not. We hooked up again, and it was both times it was just kissing, but we were both very into it, very turned on. My whole life, I told myself that it wasn't anything real. There was no feeling behind it. This guy and I never talked about it. We knew each other. We talked about other things. One time he called me to ask for money from my parents after we graduated and we caught up, but obviously we didn't talk about what had happened. Years later, I realized that I am not a man, and I realized I was more comfortable with they, them pronouns. I realized I would, don't knock it till you try it, that I would be interested in, I would be open to having sex with men. But I also got married recently, so I'm never going to have the opportunity to try it. But now I can look back on my old experience and realize that I actually have had a romantic experience with a guy. It was fine, but I just couldn't be comfortable with it for almost my whole life because of homophobia inside myself.
Hi. I have been doing this weird thing. I've done it a few times now where I go to like Home Goods or like World Market, which is just like, they're both just stores that are full of crap that remind me about how much crap there is in the world. And even though I don't have a steady source of income and I really can't spend any money, I go and I buy weird shit for my apartment. I don't know why I do it. I can't afford it. The stuff is stupid and I hate those stores, but I don't know. I think I do it when I feel like I don't know how to process my feelings. It's the stupidest coping mechanism ever.
Hey, Nick. Recently, I had sex with my former boss. This is somebody that I worked for about 9 years ago. I had a huge crush on him when I worked for him. I only worked for him for about a year and a half, but he was married. I have thought about him every day since I stopped working for him. Recently, I found out that he got divorced, and I was pretty excited because I figured this was my chance. We ended up going out for drinks. We spent the whole evening together. We had a great time. He brought me back to his place. And we had sex. I couldn't believe it was happening. I felt like I manifested it because I had literally been dreaming of this moment for years now. I hadn't seen him in so long, and I was like having dreams about him multiple times a week. So like the fact that this happened, I was just like so over the moon. I haven't heard from him since we hung out, and I'm feeling so stupid now, and so, like, heartbroken, which is so dumb because, I don't know, like, he's much older than me, and he has a lot of money, and I feel like I'm just not his type. I feel like he would be with a woman who has her life figured out and, like, has a nice car and, like, a nice house, and I'm, like, struggling to make rent, and so I'm like, do I not have enough money? Like, I don't know. I took my shirt off during sex. I'm like, should I have not done that? Like, did he not like how my body looked? Because I'm not like the thinnest girl. Did my breath smell? Like, is that why he's not texting me? I don't know. I feel so dumb now. I feel so heartbroken. And I'm just like kind of waiting by my phone for him to text me. And he is not. So I don't know what would have been worse, like dreaming about being with him for the rest of my life or being disappointed. Okay, that's it. Thanks.
Hey there, it's Nick. I'd just like to take a minute to thank this episode's sponsor, Factor. Factor is a meal delivery service that offers fresh, never frozen, chef-crafted, dietitian-approved meals that are ready to go in just 2 minutes. You'll have over 35 different options to choose from each week for all diets, from omnivores to flexitarians to vegetarians and vegans. Meals like black pepper and sage pork chops, beef enchilada lasagnette with a cilantro lime crema, and vegan mushroom marsala with onion risotto. It's super convenient and flexible. You can select as much or as little as you want each week, and you can pause or reschedule food deliveries anytime. Factor is the perfect solution if you're looking for fast, premium meals with no cooking required. It's less expensive than takeout, and every meal is dietitian approved to be nutritious and delicious. Head on over to factormeals.com/secrets50 and use the code SECRETS50 to get 50% off. That's code SECRETS50 at factormeals.com/secrets50 to get 50% off. Okay, back to the show.
Nick, hey, my secret today, it's my birthday, and I was, like, shocked how old I was when I was thinking about it. 39. I mean, not shocked, like, oh, what's good? Just shocked, like, whoa, how many years? So many. And then I did this weird thing that I'd never done on my birthday where I went like this. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. And I counted, just counted to the number 39. And in my head, I did the thing. You know those frames they make for babies? So that you can put a picture of, like, birth. 1 month, 2 months, 3 months, 4 months, 5 months, all the way in a little circle, all the way till they're 1 year old, and then you put a big picture in the middle of the 1 year old. Okay? Okay, well, I sort of did that in my head with 1 through 39. Man, I'm driving on a really bumpy road. Can you hear that? Damn. Anyway, okay, so I flashed through every year of my life really fast, you know, and some of them were kind of a blur because I've been kind of a drunk and stuff here and there and whatever else happened, but I was thinking right now, lots of birthday thoughts and life thoughts, and you know what I don't think I've done enough of? Here's the secret after all that. Sorry for the lead-in. Or you're welcome for the lead-in. I'm not sure. I don't accept help very well. And I feel like I've, like, dismissed the people's efforts to be a better people. And I don't want to do that. I want to, like, invite that into my life and say, like, yes, yes, give me your help. It's beautiful that you're offering it. I'm not going to decline it. And I mean, I do it all the time. I won't even say yes if somebody's like, oh, you have less groceries than me. You can go ahead. I'll be like, oh, no, no. Like, don't make a fuss with me. It's like, I don't deserve it. Uh-oh, I think I got my card. Oh, no more phone calls on the road, Nick. I'm sorry. You said not to do it in the road. And here I am just driving and talking. So I just hope that we, all of us, you know, when I talk to you guys, I'm always hoping we're learning from each other because I learn so much from all these people that talk and call in and tell me about, you know, well, they're not telling me. They are telling me. I forget that other people are listening. I just think everyone's calling for me.
to listen to it, you know. It's like my private listening station. But I just hope we will all accept more help, because it makes the helper feel better. Just do it for the helper. Okay. This is a little, like, rather blathery, but it's a full moon, and yeah, my birthday. I was so excited. I just had to call. Okay. I love you guys.
Hello. My secret is probably a secret that, like, most of us have, where it's just like, anytime anybody tells me that they're proud of me, or that I'm talented, or that I'm a good writer, I'm a good cook, I'm a good mom, I'm like literally just like, you're a fucking liar. I know that you're lying to me. Very rare moments that I feel that. People say it. I'm a single mom. I started like a small business recently. And, you know, everybody's like praising me. I had an opening party. Every time anybody said anything nice to me, I just wanted to like punch them in the face and just be like, you're a liar. Stop lying to me. Why don't you just tell me that I suck? Just be honest with me. Or someone would just be like, you're really pathetic, huh? I don't know what any of this means. This is probably such a sad secret that's maybe even too sad for this podcast. It's just like, when am I ever gonna ever be able to take anything that anybody says nice to me? I just actually believe it. It would be so nice to believe it. Okay, bye.
Hey, Nick, if you can disguise my voice, perhaps even using like a low timbre, because quite frankly, I find a little bit of gay voice that's super duper deep to be one of the funniest things. Anyway, my secret is that I have an irrational hatred for the show Sex and the City. If I could burn every collection of it, I would. Especially now that it's on Netflix, I think it's more appropriate to share than ever. I just think that the audience deserves better. I think that culturally, it has people following it religiously. And I think that in the end, what did it accomplish? What did it really accomplish? That, okay, everyone's going to flock to the city and this is going to be their lives? No. No, that's not what's going to happen, because people don't live like that, is what I'm trying to say. I hate what happened to Carrie and Big. I don't like that you have, like I said, an entire generation going back to this guy. Are you kidding? Are you kidding? Anyway, I have lived with this in my own mind for like decades.
Hi, Nick. This is the first time I've felt compelled to call in. My name's... if you could bleep that in the podcast. I'm a 30-year-old proud progressive Jew and Zionist, calling in response to the previous calls from the Jewish woman who had justifiably conflicted feelings about the current war between Israel and Hamas, and the Jewish anti-Zionist who also called. And I guess my secret is that I have truly no patience for those who drape themselves in the flags of Hamas and anti-Zionism, especially in this current conflict. These people claim to care about Palestinian lives, but if they actually did care, they would have been protesting against Hamas and their long list of atrocities and cruel reign over Gaza long before this current war. I don't know the anti-Zionist caller, and I'm sure she has countless positive qualities and good intentions. But I think my bigger secret is that I think calling yourself a Jewish anti-Zionist is the same as a black person who would call themselves a white supremacist. It's completely counterintuitive and is just an attempt to jump on the cool progressive bandwagon. Thanks.
Thank you.
That's it for the Secrets Hotline, for now. If you have a secret you want to share, I want to hear from you. You can call 99Secrets, leave a message at secretshotline.org, or record a voice note and email contact@secretshotline.org. If you change your mind for whatever reason, just contact me within 24 hours, and I'll make sure your call doesn't go into the podcast. No stress. And if you can, find a quiet place to record, and don't use a speakerphone or hands-free device. The quality of the call is much better when you don't. This episode featured tracks from the new album Café Tristes from Andrew Heath and Mikosa de Resistance. Check the show notes for the playlist. Our end theme is by Steven Jackson. The Secrets Hotline is a labor of love and radio and made possible thanks to you. Your support makes this show possible, and I'm deeply grateful for it. Thank you. I'm Nicholas Sardine Punch Punch Vanderkolk. Thanks for listening, Bill.